It's the details of behind-the-scenes activity in Washington related to the Iraq War that U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald is after. Fitzgerald wants to know which Bush administration officials revealed the name of a CIA operative to the press.
The CIA worker was the wife of Ambassador Joseph Wilson. The ambassador had gone on a fact-finding mission about Iraq's interest in nuclear materials. And Wilson had contradicted assertions made by the Bush administration about Iraqi attempts to buy uranium. His wife's name then turned up in a newspaper column.
So Prosecutor Fitzgerald has been pressing journalists for answers about the leak. And yesterday, a federal appeals court upheld a contempt ruling against two journalists who've refused to testify about their confidential sources. The New York Times and Time magazine both say they'll appeal the ruling against their reporters, Judith Miller and Matthew Cooper. News analyst Daniel Shore has firsthand experience with this kind of case.
On the issue of protecting a reporter's sources, I can hardly claim to be a disinterested party. I came close to being cited for contempt of Congress in 1976 for refusing to say where I had gotten a classified House report on intelligence failures. It strikes me now, as it struck me then, that the courts and the public are generally disinclined to side with the press in an issue involving national security. The courts over the years have come to recognize doctor-patient privilege, priest-penitent privilege, husband-wife privilege, and lawyer-client privilege. But there is no generally recognized reporter-source privilege derived from the First Amendment. This puts whistleblowing sources at risk, along with the reporters who try to keep their promises of confidentiality to their sources. Special Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald maintained that Judith Miller of the New York Times and Matthew Cooper of Time magazine may have witnessed a crime, the leaking of the identity of a covert CIA officer. Judge David Tatel, the most liberal of the three-judge appeals court panel, said that the case involves a clash between two truth-seeking institutions, the grand jury and the press. But the press seeks truth at its own risk, a risk to those who want to make the truth known. There appear to be still secrets to keep. The unanimous decision was based in part on secret evidence submitted by the prosecutor. Judge Tatel's concurring opinion includes 8 blank pages with a notation that they have been redacted. Judge Tatel may have come close to the heart of the case when he wrote that the purpose of the leak of the CIA officer's identity appeared to be to smear someone who had cast doubt on the reasons for going to war against Iraq. This is Daniel Shore.